Okay, so we're gonna take the song Amazing Grace, and we're gonna be in the key of G, and I got my guitar here. The key of G, and the melody starts on the fifth note of the chord, the D, right down here. Okay, I'm just gonna do the first two notes and just try to sync the first two notes. Usually, just starting together will get you going. You can use your ear, hopefully, kind of getting started. But if you don't know where to start, then that's what I'm gonna help with here. So, the first note again is the next note, maze, amaze. Okay, so I went from the G, or I'm sorry, from the D note to the G note. Okay, a leap of a fourth. And so that'd be the first two notes. So if I'm singing harmony, then I'd say to myself, okay, you start on the D. Well, I can start on the one or the three, the G or the B. No one is singing those. So I can go, that'd be the third. I start on, or I'm sorry, the root, the one to the three. And then otherwise, so that'd be the part above it. And then the part above that, on top of all of them, I could start on the third. And I could go, amaze. So there would be your two other parts that you could choose from. Again, either starting on the one, G, on the three, the B. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm going to sing the lead part over and over. And then I'm going to add the harmonies on. So I'll sing the lead by itself, and then I'll add the second harmony a couple times, and then I'll add the third harmony. And so if you're using this as an exercise, see if you can sing the lead first, but then sing the second part harmony, and then try to sing the third part harmony, or the top line. Now, just a quick note, not the harmonies aren't always stacked up with the melody on the bottom and the next part on top, and then, like the tenor and then soprano type of thing. They can be stacked in different ways. Sometimes the melody is in the middle. Often it is, and often it's on the bottom too. But so they can be stacked a few different ways. Again, for simplicity's sake, we are just going to keep it on the bottom. So here we go. Let's just kind of, I'm just gonna do it over and over again, and that way you can give you a chance to sing along. So like, one, two, amaze. 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 Okay, so you got a chance to hear what it sounded like with the three parts. And now, if you noticed, I mean, not every time I sang it, I was perfectly in tune with myself. I'm just kind of doing this on the fly here. And I'd say the last time or two is when I sounded the best. And so that's the tricky part about singing harmony, is that we can kind of sing these notes, but our voices, they waver. And if so, you don't have strong support from your diaphragm and a good breath support, then your notes might waver and you might not be quite in tune. Often people will be that aren't strong singers, they'll be flat because they don't have enough breast support. And those who have a lot of breast support and are, I don't want to say trained singers, but people who could really sing out, sometimes they sing sharp. So anyway, and then there's also, I might not be saying my vowels correctly like everyone else. You need to make sure that you're singing the vowels just like, everyone else is singing them. That will help you line up. How are you saying your A's? A, I mean, all, hey, like all those things matter. I know it's silly, but those things matter. So just a couple tips for when you sing in harmony and you're like, well, I'm singing my part, but it's not quite, you know, just as beautiful, you know, not like strumming the guitar or piano. It doesn't just come out like that. So, but sometimes it does, and it will with practice. So yeah, those are just a basic way, get you started on singing Amazing Grace or some harmony for any tune. All right, good luck.